this story. Siren stabbed the night. Police cars were everywhere, spitting lurid light. And Monk was running faster than he had ever run in his life, his heart hammering in his ears like a Tommy gun. "Hide," he sputtered to himself with every gulp of air. "You can't outrun them, just hide." And so, rounding a corner, he dove into a crawl space beneath a house. The man would surely never find him there, he thought. But the sirens grew louder, and from his awkward vantage point, Monk could see what he imagined were squad lights blinking back at him from little pools of rain in the street. Since when was a mugging such a big deal in Houston's Fifth Ward? Monk and his buddy Nicholas had mugged more people than they could count, knocked them down, taken their wallets, strode off laughing. Their victims were mostly passive. Muggings were part of the cost of living in that neighborhood, after all. But tonight was different. Monk realized that as he was walking away counting the fellow's money. He heard the words, "Come back here." He'd never heard that before. Nor had anyone he'd mugged ever called the cops. But this one had. Monk, crouching in this dark crawl space lair, wondered what else could go wrong, and then he remembered the dogs, the German shepherds that sometimes rode in the patrol cars. Maybe the blues couldn't find him, but those dogs sure enough could. Monk shot a glance in every direction, looking for a passkey out of the slam, and then he spied it, a big mud puddle under a sewer pipe in the back of the house. Monk had seen a movie once upon a time in which an escaped convict was running from bloodhounds, and he'd thrown them off the scent by smearing mud all over himself. So Monk scrambled back to the puddle and did the same, smeared himself with filth from head to toe. And as he sat there, thus anointed, waiting for the angel of death to pass, it struck him he was just like that convict in the movie. They had both run from dogs. They had both rolled in slop. "Oh, God in heaven," Monk said out loud in the dark, "I am a criminal." No. No, that elementary observation had not occurred to him before that very moment. Stealing was just one of the things you did to pay for cigarettes and cheap wine and cab fare to visit your girlfriend across town. It was what you did to show you were tough. There was no right, no wrong about taking somebody else's money in the street, at least not until tonight. But there, under a house in Houston, Texas, a 15-year-old boy's life of crime came to an end, and a new life began. Monk, whom the cops never did find, never stole again, but he found another way to show that he was tough. He showed the whole world, in fact, and even unto this day. All that remains of the teenager nicknamed Monk, who knocked folks down for a couple of bucks, is an echo in the brain of the man he became. A remarkable, resilient, heavyweight champion named George Foreman. But you were sitting ringside for his most important victory. You now know the rest of the story.